Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 17th of April, Forgiveness and Judgment. A person who is obtaining their sanctification rejoices in the forgiveness of God, but also fears Him. They recognize that He takes vengeance on their sinful deeds. Accordingly, they accept the need to eat the fruit of their own way. They recognize that this belongs to the process for their refinement and maturation as a son of God. King David exemplified this orientation to the pilgrimage of God's covenant people, particularly after he found forgiveness from God for his adultery and murder. After David confessed, "I have sinned against the Lord," the prophet Nathan replied, "The Lord has put away your sin, you shall not die. However, because of this deed, you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also who is born to you shall surely die." The Lord also said to David through Nathan, "Behold, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house." As David was fleeing Jerusalem to escape the grievous intent of his son Absalom, he was abused by Shimei, who cursed him and threw stones at him. In response to Abishai's request to take Shimei's head, David said, "Let him alone and let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and that the Lord will repay me with good, that is, the fruit that belongs to my sanctification, for his cursing this day." Having this understanding, David prophetically wrote of Christ, the King of Kings, saying, "The King's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy." The footstool where we are to worship is the feet of Christ. This is where the Apostle John fell as a dead man when he turned to see the voice that spoke with him, and he saw one like the Son of Man in the midst of seven lampstands. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Samuel chapter 12 verses 11 to 14, 2 Samuel chapter 16 verses 11 and 12, Psalm 99 verses 4 and 5, and Revelation chapter 1 verses 10 to 13 and 17. For further reading, Psalm 99.